This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Four on the clock, Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Eloy are here at Cathedral High School waiting for another playoff. I feel like we're here like every other week. That's just
because they're good.
I was about to say that's a testament to how good this program is. Carlsbad Lancers taking on Cathedral Catholic here tonight. Joining us now, no other than Coach Sean Doyle. Coach, how you doing today?
Fantastic.
Thanks. Good to see you again. I mean,
good
I feel like we were here that too long ago. We had a nice luau out in front of us last time.
Yeah.
No luau this time, but we got you here.
Yep, no luau. We can't do those every week.
No luau. It's a playoff game, man. They got to focus.
So here we are again, you guys making another deep playoff run. A home game here against Carlsbad. What type of game are you expecting tonight?
You know, it's going to be good. When you get to the semifinals of the open division, you're going to have a good football team you're going against. And Carlsbad does a great job. They got a ton of returners from last year's team. You know, we got them last year pretty decently, and I'm sure they're ready to not let that happen again.
Right.
So we're just going to lay it out on the field like you do in the playoffs and see what happens.
I just want to tell everybody that I am totally fallen out of favor in Coach Sean Doyle's eyes, and it's understandable. He took one look at my splint and asked what happened to my thumb, and I was, you know,
he was reluctantly
had to tell him that I ruptured a tendon in my thumb shaking out my toothbrush, and I immediately fell out of favor with the football coach.
That's all right, that's what age does to us.
Thank you for understanding, Coach. I appreciate that. I do.
I gotta make sure to be careful next time I'm shaking my toothbrush.
Yes,
out though.
Either that, yeah, exactly, or don't use your writing hand to brush your teeth, because I can't write anything anyway. You talked about last year you got these guys in this, it was a similar spot, if I'm not mistaken. It was a semifinal.
Yep, exact same game.
So same game, same spot, same two teams. Do you have to guard against them being, you know, a little bit pumped up, or do you play revenge at all, or play against revenge, or no?
We've never done that. We never will. It's a totally different team, different kids, kids on our side and their side. You know, this is about us playing the best game that we can, like we try every single week. Obviously, last game we didn't do that, and we got it handed to us. So our kids, I think, are going to be a little bit more focused and ready to go than we were last couple weeks ago.
Now, Coach, you guys are going in this game not at 100%. You guys' starting quarterback will miss tonight's game. Your backup will be gone. Tell us a little bit about that situation and who's filling that backup role.
So Charlie Meyer, our sophomore, came up in the first half, at the end of the first half of the Saints game when DJ went down and broke his collarbone, had to have surgery, so he'll miss the rest of the year. Charlie did a great job just getting us down the field and doing what we needed to do to come back and win that game. I thought he played well last week again, you know, in that role. We just put the ball on the ground too many times and had too many stupid penalties and stuff that will kill you against anybody. So he's done a great job managing the offense now this week, getting ready for this game. And he's a smart kid. You know, when your dad's been in the NFL, plays for Notre
Dame. He's got some pedigree,
You got a little bit of intelligence about you. So I think he's ready to go.
Yeah, if you didn't catch the name, Charlie Meyer is the son of Rick Meyer, the former Notre Dame quarterback, and he'll be playing tonight for Cathedral. Coach, how do you do it every year? How do you keep this going like this? I mean, this is you have to be very proud of just you and your coaches and your whole organization. I'm sure the school behind you. You can't just do this all by yourself single year to be in this position.
Not at all. It really starts from our freshman staff. Man, I am blessed. You know, I think I said this last time. My two freshman main coaches have been here 15 years. My JV coach is 12, 13 years. And when you have that kind of sustainability on those lower levels, you just know the kids are coming up knowing what they need to do. I don't even need to oversee it. And our off season's unbelievable. I have a strength guy that's been with us for – 16 years now, and he gets the kids ready. We go at 6 in the morning. When this is done this year, we'll start January 7th or 8th, whatever, the first day of school back, 6 in the morning every day from then until we start football next August, all through the summer, and the kids buy into it, get there, and work hard, and it pays off.
What's your secret, though? Because, I mean, usually if you put a staff together that's been this good for this long a time,
somebody's
getting a job somewhere else. How is it that you're able to keep that continuity and keep these guys here?
You know, I think I'm getting so old, they think I'm going to be gone every year. So they're hanging
waiting.
On.
Yeah, there you go.
One more year, we got it. One more.
We'll get them out of here soon enough.
You know what? A lot of them are alum, so they just love being here. They love what we do. I'm not a micromanaging coach. I let all of my offensive guys, you know, I run the offense. They all have input, and I'm very open to it. I don't even look and see what our defensive guy is doing anymore. Right. Coach Montelli does such an unbelievable job. And I think because they have such responsibility, and they know they do, and it's real responsibility. And I think that's what keeps them around, and they enjoy it. We have great kids and great families, and we have fun together. You know, it's
that's special.
Yeah.
Do you talk to your team about what happened in that NFL game last night? I mean, kids are very impressionable. I don't expect anybody ever at the high school level to do anything like that.
I sure hope.
Nor would I even insinuate that something like that would ever happen in high school football. But do you ever talk to your kids and say, hey, that's a good example of how we got to maintain our poise, et cetera?
At all times.
We haven't going into this because, you know, it happened last night, and we have a dinner before the night before every game. So we were at a parent's house last night, all the kids and stuff. We had already left that dinner by the time that it went down, and then it's game day. We're not going to focus on that, but it'll be something that comes up in films tomorrow or Monday or at some point in time. We'll bring it up. Just how, again, important it is to remain composed. It doesn't matter what happens or what you perceived happened to you. It's got to go to the next play.
Yeah, no doubt about it. One question before we let you get out of here, Coach. We know you got to start getting prepared. Just give us a little rundown on the guys that you're looking to highlight on the other side of the football that you feel like you have to pay attention to tonight.
Well, defensively, you know, they were in the paper the other day. Their linebackers, I think, do a great job. They got a great corner in number 5, who also plays wide out for them. And just across the board, they're very similar to us. They play hard-nosed football. They get to the ball. They're very well coached. And then offensively, like I said, I really don't pay attention to what our defense is doing.
You told us that.
Running scout team, I know they run counter tray well, and they throw the ball pretty well. And they got a great receiver in number 5. So those are the things that we have to stop. If we just take care of our jobs and not try to be superstars, I think we're going to be fine.
Terrific. Coach,
good coaches all say that. Do your job.
Do your job.
Every
clearly you got your kids doing their job. You guys are in this game tonight. Good luck, and thank you for stopping by.
Thanks for having us out here again as well, Coach.
Thank you guys for being here and everything you do all the time. You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.